Hi, it's me again. So I recovered, and now I want to talk about my experience. I'm going to start with the pros. The vibrator was pretty strong, more than I expected it to be. I've had other vibrators attached to underwear. I hate the word panties, so I'm just going to say undies or underwear. I don't know why I hate it. Maybe it's like moist for other people, but I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, it went from like a buzz kind of vibration to like a rumble, like a deep, powerful rumble, I guess. And that was really good, impressive, strong, better than I've had before. The battery was really long too. I'm surprised because the strength of the toy and the battery seem to last, and that's pretty impressive too. I guess I'm surprised because this was a better quality undie vibe than I've ever had. Although I've never spent $120 on a panty vibe before, so maybe that's why. Also, I learned something about myself, which is always interesting. When I'm ever using a vibrator on my clit before, I never realized this. When I was having an orgasm, I would pull it away slightly. Not that I noticed, because I guess I didn't completely remove it, but it was not as flushed to my clitoris. I noticed this because the vibrator, the panty vibe, was steady on me and it was hands-free, so I didn't have control of where it would be or how far or close it would be to my clitoris. So when I was having the orgasm, it was just crazy strong and almost too much. Maybe too much. No, it was good, but I just realized how I would, okay, it's enough, enough, and I would take it away. But I didn't do it this time because it was hands-free and I wanted to play along with the control aspect of it. Yeah, so it was super powerful. I think I made sounds I haven't before, so congratulations to me. Okay, so I'll talk about the control thing. So Love Ints, their toys, their whole toy line, all have this Bluetooth connectivity. Someone close or not so close to you can control the device. I've had panty vibes before, and people have controlled it for me, but they were all kind of buzzy, and that's not really my thing. And I've tried it, and it was nice. It didn't get me there, but it definitely was good to have. And then when we would eventually get together again, it made things even better. But it never, definitely never got me there. This one did, for sure. But back to the power thing. I don't know if I liked it. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. Maybe I just wanted to kind of take the app away or stop my phone completely and just do it myself because of the edging. And maybe that's supposed to happen when your control is taken away from you. And that's an experience. Maybe I need more practice at it. Maybe I would have a different experience of being controlled in that way if I tried something different or just trying again. It was frustrating, and I get that that's the intention, but annoyingly so, not sexy. But maybe again, that's the intention. Maybe it would be sexy if the person that was controlling it was in the room with me, and that was not the case this time for social distancing. And that's why this toy is really cool, because it allows for some type of connection in this very, very isolating time. The things I did not like about it. Unfortunately, it lost connection or the app, the phone app to the device lost connection several times. I don't remember how many it was. If you had listened to the audio of the experiment, you may not have noticed the stops and starts. I edited them out just for length. I already thought this was way too long. I wasn't expecting it to be as long as it was, so I cut them out. But I just want to tell you here that it was very annoying. Like almost there annoying, and then cut off. Like I thought I was gonna have like a ruined orgasm. And I guess that's a thing for people. I don't know. I was like a little miffed, but eventually I got there with a very, very powerful one. That was like the biggest con, I have to say. There's just one more thing I have to say, but that was it. That was the biggest thing. And that's a big thing, especially an Undie Vibe. Someone else is supposed to control it. And if it disconnects, that's its whole job. It's its one job. So that's a big deal. And I have to say, Penny Vibes Ever Just Remote never did that. But it could have been my internet. I mean, with Bluetooth, there's a lot more things that could affect the actual things of it. So it could have been my internet. It could have been the phone. The other thing I did not like was, and again, I have to say, of course, it didn't stop me from coming. So take that with a grain of salt. But I like a vibe that has a deep rumble, like I can really feel it. And also, if I'm controlling myself, at least in the beginning, I like the pressure of it up against me, pushed on pressure. That is not something I can do with this. I was laying down, so there was nothing pushing up against it. Even if I like try to close my legs and try to work it myself, but no. Didn't work. Maybe if I was standing up, or maybe if I was sitting down, I would have been able to push up against it more. And I'm going to have to try that in the future. Maybe I will add a little addendum to this post. So I think that's about it. I hope this helps you in your purchasing experience. And you know, everybody's bodies are different, so this might be not helpful at all. I want to say that I'm really interested in trying other toys because I like it, and why not? If you have any suggestions, I would love to know. I'm going to put an anonymous form in the post so you can either post in the comments or anonymously. I would like to look at more affordable toys and test them out because I think this should be accessible to anybody's income, really. And you know, money can be an issue for people, as it is for me. And there are places where they're making higher quality toys that are not as expensive and maybe not as high quality as the main brands, but may do the job. So I would be willing to try them so you don't have to plunk away $20 at a time, or 35 or 40, to test these possibly low quality toys out. Let me know what you think. If there is a toy that you've been really eyeing, I want to know about it. So if you have been looking at this toy and you're really interested, let me know. There's this one toy I want. It's super expensive, but maybe I can like finance it, or maybe there's a payment plan. Oh my goodness. And it's really hard for me to justify it. Not that I need to, but because I have other toys that do the same things as this one toy does. But oh, it looks so good. Oof. I want it. Maybe that should be like my grand finale. That would be lovely. So, I would like to make this a series, and I would love input and advice. And if you have any other questions, just general questions, about sex toys or anything about that, post those too. Because I think that could help people, because you're probably not the only one that's thinking it. I also want to add that it's important to clean your toys when you first get them and after every use, and sometimes even before every use, because with a lot of silicone toys, dust can collect and you don't want that in your body. Or even if it's an external toy, you don't want that in the area of your body. I recommend keeping it in a bag. They sell these like little satin little pretty bags usually, or sometimes they are even with the toy itself, they're given with the toy. And I recommend using something like that to keep it clean. Also, lube is your friend. Lube is great. If you have silicone toys, you want a water-based lube. I don't think I can push lube enough. Lube is always good. More lube for everybody is what I say. Well, thank you for listening. I hope this was helpful for you. Until next time, bye.